Om Shanti. And today's topic is pure thought power. Thought we create always. We create our thought is coming. There are two things. Sometimes we may say we do not want to create any thoughts. We want to become silence. But one thing is there, mind cannot be nil. Either from the past, some constantly there will be a flow of thoughts. From the past, if it is not there, present, when we see, we hear, thought will come. It is creative. There are two, the mind is creating two types of thoughts. What is mind? Once again, mind is a machine which creates thoughts irrespective of good and bad, day and night. So now, I have to observe. I have to give attention on self. So who will give attention on self? Anybody? Sometimes we say, please give attention. What is that attention? So I have to give attention on me. So who will give attention on whom? Soul is different and mind is different. Is it? Good. She is telling, soul is different and mind is different. There are two entities. It is right? Right. All accept this. Soul is different. Mind is different. Huh? Right. Brother, what she is telling, right? Soul is different and mind is different. Brother, right? All I accept. It is right. It is absolute right. No. So then what is this? Then you tell what is right. Then what is right? Sisters, what she is telling right? So, how it is? Soul is what? Energy. Energy contains what? The mind, intellect and impression, no? So mind is not separate. It is a faculty, part of the soul. Soul itself is creating, that energy is creating. When the energy is creating something, we call it is mind. Mind is not separate otherwise. It's the energy. When it creates something, when the same energy is giving decision, this is right and this is wrong. So we call it is intellect. Said, after taking decision, I use that thought. I do some function, action with this instrument. That action is recorded impression. The only one energy is behaving, working by three ways. Energy is one. That is soul. When that soul is creating something, we call it is mind. Mind is not separate and soul is not separate. Soul means what? Now comes, so if when I see you, my mind is creating negative thoughts. I know it, I realize, and I do not like it. What to be done? Because you do not know, I know. What my mind, it is not your mind. What my mind is creating, that I feel, I realize, I understand. But, so when I realize, what I have to do? Yes, who will change the thought? Intellect. That must be known. Intellect. Now, sometimes we realize, realization itself is not everything. By realizing we cannot change. to change, something is necessary. What is necessary? Power. And only one power. After realization, a systematic effort to bring a change. There's a system is also necessary. Only power you cannot use. If you have in your car, there is a brake, suddenly you cannot use the brake. If there is a margin, so we can mold, we can change the route. If there is no margin, then you have to control, use the brake, not suddenly brake. So like this way here also, if I am having spiritual knowledge, not only knowledge. Spiritual knowledge is pure knowledge. It is positive knowledge. Soul is positive. Body knowledge is also there. A physician is having knowledge about the body. He is called physician. So it is also a knowledge. So what is that pure knowledge? Soul is always, energy is always pure. If I realize I am a soul, then I am having that pure knowledge. If my mind, when I see somebody, if it think that mind is thinking about the body, I realize, then I convince my mind, do not control your mind, do not ignore your mind, do not suppress your mind. Why this thought is coming? Do not suppress it. Do not ignore it. Do not control it. But what to be done? What I have to do? Convince the mind. Only I give answer, then I ask how much attention you have. Because when you listen, understanding power, convince. But who will convince? The intellect. If my intellect is having pure spiritual knowledge itself is pure. So I will convince my mind, when you see somebody, you should not think like this way. It is not good for you. The result is very bad. So I have to convince. The convincing power comes how much my mind, intellect is clean. Now question comes, what is intellect? We say, I love you from the true heart. This heart is loving. It is physical. The heart, intellect is the heart of the soul, where understanding power is there. When we listen, we read, understanding power is in intellect, that is the heart of the soul. It is the physical heart. Nowadays, it can be transplanted. It is physical. It is not the physical university. It is a spiritual university where spiritual knowledge will be given. The spiritual heart is intellect. If my intellect is clean, what is that intellect? Intellect is just like a mirror. If mirror is clean, I can see my face very clearly. If intellect, mirror is dirty. Who made it? How that intellect become dirty? Mind. If I'm creating negative thoughts, waste thoughts, they will influence on my intellect. So Baba is telling dull intellect, stone intellect, sharp intellect, very brilliant, clean intellect. So here, in ordinary way, pure intellect. So whatever pure information, that is Murli, easily we can store, we can remember, we can accumulate. If that intellect is not clean, pure, we listen many things. But after going 1 hour outside, we forget. Why? If we see some negative things, we remember up to the dreams. We remember 10 days, 1 month. Why? Intellect is impure. Just like magnet is made of iron. If you give gold, it is also metal. No, it will suddenly pull the metal. Similarly, I have to understand what is my intellect. Whether it is clean or impure. If it is pure, so whenever I listen Murli, this is a measurement. Why I forget? What is the reason? Now how you have to make that intellect clean? Now we require the solution. Yes, I understood. I cannot remember. My intellect is not clean. I cannot store, I cannot convince myself. So why? So what to be done? What is the solution? If my hand is very dirty, what I have to do? I have to clean it. So if my intellect is impure, not clean, what to be done? How to clean it? By yoga, only yoga. By remember. Any more? Yes, give answer. I came to know you all, those who are here, not new students, very old. Those who are new, they cannot. So you know the knowledge. So who will going to clean? How to clean? There are two ways of cleaning. One by knowledge. One by power. So when I listen the Murli, why I cannot remember? What to be done? How to increase that memory power? How? What I have to do? So there is a system. Baba is teaching each day. Listening, reading is not everything. We read, we listen many things. But we cannot inculcate. Why? Intellect is not clean. What to be done? So there is a solution. So while listening the Murli, listen with full attention. As per your choice, select one version, one drop of positive thought. Note down. Keep in your pocket. This is the first condition. When you listen, we listen many things. We cannot take everything. As per your choice, from the whole Murli, select one positive thought. One drop of positive thought. Write down on small paper. Because knowledge must be available whenever you want to keep along with you, keep in your pocket. First condition. Second, from here you go to breakfast. Baba has given us two hands, not one hand. All are having two hands. Use this hand to feed the body. Same time we say, Baba is telling, while taking food, remember me. So what? How to remember? What I have to remember? So when you are feeding with this body, same time pick up what Baba said today. Oh, Baba said this. It's a positive thought, is a food for the soul. If I am feeding myself with positive, healthy thought, food, spiritually I am very healthy. Spiritual health, physical health. We have attention to build this body, to make this body very sound. But there must be a balance, physical and mental. If I want spiritually healthy, so positive food, knowledge is the, spiritual knowledge is the food. It's the positive. So how to remember? To note down. One drop. As per your choice, which you like. Because I know my disease. There are variety of medicines are available. I know which medicine I have to take. Which disease I am having. So as per my will and wish, select one drop, one positive thought. note down, keep along with you. Three times in a day, we take care of this body. So it is said, healthy mind in healthy body. To make keep this body healthy, we take three times in a day. So what I have to do? Give attention to make myself healthy mind. What I have to do? Three times. Morning, afternoon, evening. Whenever I go for dinner, remember. What I have to remember? Oh, I do not know. It is available. Just pick up, read, remind, feed, eat, breakfast, lunch, dinner. Possible or difficult? Very difficult. Possible. Otherwise, we read, we listen, we note down. We keep in our notebook. Notebook is somewhere else and we are somewhere else. Whenever it is available, whenever situation is coming, we are having money but it is not available, it is somewhere else. I have to go there to pick up. No, it must be available. So what to be done? How to purify? Very simple technique Baba is telling. We cannot digest many things. One drop is sufficient. For 30 days, 30 drop of positive thoughts. Easily we can digest. Easily we can inculcate. We can store. Each day. Whenever the whole month, whenever the situation is coming in front of me, suddenly I am having this knowledge is a weapon I can use. If I have stored each day, at a time, everything I cannot. Slow, steady, makes the man perfect. Not suddenly change. Slowly, gradually, drop by drop. Possible? Not too many things sometimes spoil the pot. Many things we listen, what to do and what to leave, what to accept. Sometimes there is a confusion. So as per my choice, because my aim is fixed, when I entered in this university, I fixed my aim, why I came here. What is the aim of my life? When I am joining in this university, why I came in this? Why I want to study this? To purify. Because he said, I am the purifier, I am the liberator. He is purifying. So any sign that I am impure, if you go to a doctor and you tell him, I do not have any disease. But suddenly he will show you. So here we can show somebody is pure, impure. How you say? Somebody, he is pure, he is impure. How you say? Yes, possible. Because if you want to change anything, first I have to realize. Unless I realize, there is no change. What I want to change? What I have to purify? That I must know first. So how to know? There are many physicians, many doctors are available. Homeopathic, allopathic, Ayurved. So which medicine you want? Which doctor you want to go? So here also. So first I must know what disease I am having. What I have to purify. What I have to cure. How to know? My disease I can see, I can realize. How? Do not know? Not, sometimes you do not know. So if you want to know, how? If you do know, so any disease you have, you go to a doctor and you tell him, also he will show you, by x-ray, you have this disease. Your blood pressure, your sugar. You will say, I do not have any problem. But he will show you. Then you realize, yes, I am having this disease. So then he will give medicine. You will accept it. Because you have realized. You will use it. So here also, if you want to take this medicine, the spiritual knowledge is medicine to cure the spiritual disease. So I never realize I am sick. So how to realize? Any measurement? How you say he is very sick? He is spiritually sick. He is very healthy spiritually. How you say? Happiness. When? Anymore? You may be temporary when you are here. So when a good situation comes, you will be smile. You will be happy. After 1 minute. So why? So how to know this? So that is, when we are on the bed, eyes are closed, dreams are coming from where? Dreams are telling what you are. Otherwise, when I see her, then the thought came, she is not good, he is not good, I am okay. This is what we think. When I see him, then this thought came, he is not good, I am good. To see yourself, how to see? So when I am on the bed, a physical eyes are closed, the dreams are coming from where? There is no any outside influence. I am not listening. I am not looking. From where these dreams came? From where? From in subconscious also. From where came? Mean mind. She is telling subconscious. You are telling mind. And somebody will say something. From where it came? Huh? So when you have feed it, when you filled it, that is that you must know very well, very clear. When I took birth in this body, up to the last breath of this body, each second, whatever action I am doing, each action is recorded. That must be very well you know. There is no need of meditation, there is no need of doctor, there is nothing, no sorrow, nothing. When we forget this basic principle, when I took birth in this body, up to the last breath, whatever action I am doing with this instrument, each second, each action is recorded. And further, for each action, there is a reaction. And you may say, I do not know. There is no excuse of ignorance of law of action. For everything, there is a law. For each action, there is a reaction. Sometimes you may say, I do not know. So that you pay for it. There is no excuse. Who has to excuse? This is basic. While using this instrument, after taking birth, it is my hand. It is my eye. I can use as I like. Yes, you can use. You have right. You have freedom. To use this body as an instrument, as you like, but you must know very well, for each action, you are responsible, either good or bad. Right? You may say, I am having right, I want freedom to use as I like, as per my will and wish. Yes. All are having independence. All are having right to use. But one thing you must know. So when you are using the result for each action, there is a reaction. If you are using this hand, this instrument for good purpose, to give happiness to others, so what it will come? What you sow, so shall you reap. So what you are, how you are using this, what purpose is what? The return will come. For that you must be ready. Why this disease came? Why somebody is disturbing me? Why this problem came? Whom you are asking? See your action, what I have done. See yourself, what I have done. Why he get angry on me? He is not mad. He is very good. All are appreciating him. He love for all. Only why he hate me? Why he disturb me? Because I am having karmic, some account that I have to settle. If you are not realizing this, so we go on creating account. If I realize this, because any situation, any problem, any obstacle is coming in front of me, just 1 second. If I am in body conscious, suddenly I react without thinking past, present, future. It's the nature. If I am having that awareness, a pure consciousness that I am a son of Almighty. I am a pure soul, energy. Then any situation comes, I think, if I do this, what will happen? If I react like this way, what will happen? I will think. I will give second pause. Observe it. What I have to do? What is the reaction? What is the result of this? So that pure knowledge is necessary. If this spiritual knowledge is not there, we think only present. Only present. The spiritual knowledge having this power to think past, present and future also. If I do react like this way, what will happen? If I keep quiet, what will happen? If I accept the situation, let go, accept it, what will happen? Because we came here not to create any account. We came here to settle, to purify, to settle account, not carry forward. If this understanding is not there, then we react. Afterwards we realize. It is too late to realize. That's why the pure spiritual knowledge is necessary. Without this, we cannot. Our heart cannot be a broad heart. We cannot think past, present, future. To think, we require this knowledge. So if We are listening each day, but we cannot remember. So what to be done? So there is solution. Take one drop, and that is as per your choice. Note down. Not always. Minimum 10 days. Create habit of accepting knowledge. Create this habit. Feed this program in your computer. So that's what to feed it takes time. So minimum 10 days. Afterwards, it will become natural nature. Whenever you listen, we accept at this point. This what Baba said today, it is for me. Today I have to apply it. Today I have to use it. So intellect will accept it. Then you will work on that. We'll churn. We share with others. Listening is not everything. Accepting, understanding, then share with others. If you are doing this, first condition. Second, do not just note down and keep it. Share with others. Whenever you meet, do not say just Om Shanti, give him one diamond. You have this diamond? Yes. This Baba's one version, one drop, pure knowledge, very valuable, once in a cycle, he is giving this diamond, but how to store it? So one drop each day. So whenever you meet, talk with others, from morning to evening, minimum 3 times in a day. Minimum. How many times I have to share? How many times I take food? I take care of this body 3 times. Sometimes you may say, I am so much busy. I do not have time. Okay. But when you are taking food, we have 2 hands. This hand is free. We never eat with 2 hands. One hand is sufficient. Yes? This second hand, feed yourself. You have sufficient time. There is no need of extra time. When you go for dinner, at that time also you are having time, free. Take care of self. Take care of your body. Take care of yourself. Minimum 3 times if you are taking care of self, the soul is healthy, knowledgeful. And we can, if you are storing, the intellect will become clean. This is one way to clean, to store positive thoughts. And share with others. Hold it minimum 3 times. Convince yourself, remind yourself. Even if you are busy, okay. But 3 times you give time to take care of the body. Same time. There is no need extra time to take care of self. At a time, 2 things can be done. With 2 hands we are having. Possible? Or just listening. All we remember, whatever you are listening, whole day we can remember. Whatever you are listening, Murli, if in the evening somebody will ask, you will repeat what Baba said today. Yes, brother, you can repeat what Baba said today. What Baba said today, you can repeat. No, yes. Why? If somebody scold you, somebody hate you, how many years you will remember? Oh, he is that person. Yes? So means you have very sound memory, sound intellect. To remember negative things. We have very weak memory, weak intellect, to remember positive things. So what to be done? For everything Baba is giving solution. The first solution, to store positive thoughts, to make your intellect, the heart, knowledgeful. Second, now to make it powerful. How you'll make it powerful? How you charge power? So if you want to charge your mobile, you have to connect. Now, I do not know how to connect. Anybody can share? How to connect? It is very easy to say connect. So it is that if I am having two wires, just like connect one wire, you will get current? No. So how to connect? Where to connect? The word very easily. So anybody knows how to connect? Anybody can share? I do not know. Sometimes you have to share. Because it is not a lecture, one-way lecture. So when I say something, if you are not convinced, you are right to ask. If I am not convinced, so you can convince me, I am not teacher. So you will share how to connect, how to charge. Anybody knows? So when you sit in meditation, how you connect? Yes, with love you can connect. Yes, good, very good. Any more? How you connect with Baba? When you realize I am a point of light sitting in the middle of forehead, yes, with this principle, technique. Any more? Anybody can share? How you connect? By all relationship. It is also very good. Any more? How you connect? Yes. By drishti you can connect. Good. Any more? If I am not asking, you are just listening. Means taking very open eye rest. Relax. No, if I ask, you will be thinking, active. Yes? Otherwise, eyes are open, but you are relaxed. So how you connect? Brothers, you know English very well. So, why you are not speaking? Share. What? Good. Any more? Anybody can share? Yes, very good word you use. I want to concentrate. I want to learn from you. What I have to concentrate? So you know the definition of concentration? What is concentration? What I have to concentrate? No. Concentration is what? So here, Baba is teaching, develop your concentration is meditation. What is meditation here? Develop your concentration. Now what is concentration? Just thinking, creating positive thought is not concentration. So when you are sitting here, you are thinking about Baba. Baba, I am a soul, I am your child, you are my father. Oh, I have to phone somebody. Maya, waste thoughts, they are coming from where? There are two souls? No, only one. That soul is creating positive. You are remembering Baba. From where this thought came? Maya is here? In Madhuvan there is no Maya. From where it is coming? So you must know. The concentration means where mind and intellect bring them together, unite them, then connect. If you want current, there are two wires, negative and positive, that you have to connect. then current will come. So if you want that current to charge, to heal, to purify, to burn the negativity, first there are two powers. Mind is also thinking. Intellect is also reminding you many things. Intellect is also creating thought. They bring them together. How? Unite them. How to bring? So there's a system. So each day Baba is telling in the Murli, realize yourself as a soul, then remember me. So how to realize? I know you are a sister. I see you. But how I have to understand you? So I will ask, sister, what is your name? From where you came? What you are doing? Oh, now I came to know. Who are you? I know I am a soul. Ask, talk to you. Talk to him. The one word is used, in my whole world is using. Activate your consciousness. Connect with the Supreme Consciousness. How to activate? When you sit, now you'll do meditation. Just sit, keep your eye open. See Baba's picture. Talk, do not keep your mind and intellect free. Free mind or intellect will become a devil's workshop. Do not keep. What to be done? How to keep? How to keep your mind and intellect engaged? How to bring them together? Ask yourself, who am I? Who will give answer? You have knowledge. You have stored it in your heart, in your intellect. Ask your heart. That heart is true heart. So ask yourself, who am I? Oh, 10 days before, when I took this knowledge, Baba said, you are a child of Almighty. Intellect is sharing information. Mind is asking. Intellect is application of knowledge. What knowledge you have stored, use it. In this laboratory, meditation is a laboratory. It is a research. So use the knowledge. Apply the knowledge. So you ask, who am I? Wait. There is a sufficient store is there. You have accumulated plenty of knowledge each day, one drop, drop, drop. Ask, who am I? Wait. Intellect is giving answers. Second, if I am so and so, what is my form? You know it. Ask. The true intellect will give you true answer. Yes, this is my form. Then ask, what are my qualities? Innate qualities and adopted qualities. Ask yourself, what are my spiritual qualities? You know it. In 7 days course, it is given. Ask, use the knowledge. Do not keep it. Do not lock that intellect. Bring, use the wealth. Knowledge is wealth. Store it, use it when you want. Ask your intellect, heart, what are my qualities? One by one, that intellect will share you, supply you the information. What you want. Fourth, what I am doing? The driver is driving the car. I am sitting in the middle of forehead. I am first. So I am sitting in the middle of forehead. If I want to see, I use this eyeball. If I want to talk, I use this mouth. I am driving. If I am driving this body, I came from where? Ask yourself. So mind is asking, intellect is giving answer. There is a unity. Bring them together. If you are not using your intellect, So intellect will wonder, oh, I have to do this, I have to do this, I have to do this. So we say Maya, wish thoughts. Why? From where they are coming? So Baba is teaching here the system. When you sit here, apply. Use your mind and intellect. Do not sit free. If you are free, somebody will occupy. Just free is there. Somebody will occupy. Do not keep yourself free. So how to keep busy? Half an hour, 50, talk to you. Be introspection. Talk to you. Do not keep free. What to talk? How to talk? So system, think about the self. Activate yourself. Then connect with him. Talk to him. How to connect? When if I have a mobile, you also have a mobile. You can talk to me. You can connect. Yes, connect now. Let me know. You cannot. Even though you have mobile, even though I have mobile, you cannot connect. If you want to connect, you require my number. Yes? Similarly, if you want to connect him, you have his number. So you say, how you connect with him? So you have his number. That number is now it is given. These are the five numbers. When you dial these five numbers, your vibrations, your wave will connect. He is also having similar. Baba said today, how the soul, same I am is also a soul. Only I am superior. I am pure. So when you give this positive vibration, so that powerful positive soul will go into catch. So that is frequency meet. Both frequency must be similar. When you dial the number, your waves, vibrations will touch me. Because I am powerful. I catch. And I give you. Because I am powerful. Powerful energy will flow. So if you are connecting with him, now how to connect? Who is he? Now you talk to him. He said, I am the ever pure soul. And Baba said, now do not ask, do not demand. Baba said, if you want to come along with me, then what will be just like me? How Baba is? He is pure. How I am? Compare yourself with him. Do not ask. Do not beg. Compare. How my father is pure. Why I cannot? What I have to do for that? How he is always peaceful. Why I cannot? I want to become like him. So if you are talking to him, so you are connecting, energy contact. From here if you dial, your vibrations are going beyond. So similarly, when you sit here, connect, activate, dial these five numbers. So that each day Baba is telling, realize yourself soul, then remember me. So if you are doing this, so your intellect is clean, pure. Then you can store. Then whatever you are creating, that is called pure thought. That pure thought will go into heal you. If you want to do pure actions, the pure knowledge is necessary. From where you being? Store drop by drop. Each day, one drop sufficient. Okay? It is clear? So do not sit here, relax mode. When you go to flight, you decide fly mode. Plane mode. Here, not relax mode. Active, alert. Use your mind and intellect. So whatever you are listening, store it. So you want to remember, but not. Why? Why listening? Give attention. Now you can repeat 5 questions. So I have to check your IQ. Yes? What are those 5 questions? Yes. You are copying. Yes, okay, till it is good. Something is better. Who am I? Second. One first and one last. So if you dial Baba's number, then you will say, oh, Baba is not lifting phone. So your number is wrong. I said 2-3 times. Any brother? So I have to check your IQ, you know, how much attention we have. That's why I'm telling, listening is not everything. Reading is not everything. We read, we listen whole day, many classes, many murli. But what is gone inside, that is important. So just key of this whole, to purify, to connect, to charge, I have given one key. What is that 5 numbers? Once again. Anybody can share? Last, very quick. Because Sister Manju Ben has came. Otherwise she will show me her eye. You are too late. Because sometimes you have to fear, no? She is my teacher. So tell me what are those? Once again. So when you sit here, do not be free mind. Free mind is devil's workshop. Some other things will come. Use your mind. Because you are sitting here now in meditation. To activate your consciousness and connect. How? Ask yourself, who am I? Wait. Intellect will give answer. What is my form? Wait. Intellect will give answer. What are my qualities? What is my function? What I am doing? Then I came from where? Okay? Then who is he? He is pure. He is peaceful. He is loveful. He is knowledgeful. If my father is knowledgeful, why I cannot? Son shows father. So I am not his father. I am not his son. If I am belongs to him, so what he is having, same I must have. So compare. Okay? Om Shanti. Now you will sit and do half an hour meditation. Up to 7:30.